Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith in the next one. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. That is the lineup for today. Jeffrey, I was struck by a couple things that I was driving in, listening on Sportsmanlike. And one is they had Chicago-style pizza in the studio.
Okay.
That seems unfair because I don't.
It's also very early for that.
I'd eat it, though.
Well, I didn't say that. But I would agree that it's early.
It is early. And it's not my favorite pizza. But it is still magnificent in its own way.
Correct.
Don't you believe that?
No, I agree. It's just anything after one piece really starts to...
Yeah, that's true. That's
but
true.
I agree. It's very good.
But then the other thing that struck me, and this I just wanted to compliment you because I was thinking about this, is Chris Canty gets on there. And one of the last things he does is he gives his plays of the day, right? And that's great. Lately, it's been a parlay all the time. And what struck me is, all right, listen to the play of the day, every day. And you know what I never hear?
What's that?
How he did. I never hear his record. I never hear an accounting of if
you
gotta I am.
You got to put your numbers out there.
If I am listening to Chris Canty's play of the day.
You got to put your stats out there.
And I understand, like in parlays, you're not going to hit, you know, you don't.
No, you,
whatever.
There's a plus sign.
There's a plus sign there for a reason. But what I admire as we look forward to the football season to come, can't get here soon enough, let's be honest, is that.
Particularly after this week.
Is that you put the numbers out there, good or bad. And that's. More than most, honestly, because wagering is hard.
Yeah.
That's why they have those big buildings and healthy bank accounts,
yes.
Right? Like wagering is hard. And there are a lot of people out there who give you wagers and plays of the day and whatever else, but not a lot of people who tell you how they've done over the past year.
You got to have the information out there. They need to be able to decide.
They need to be able to decide. Anyway, so I just wanted to tip my cap to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Before
that.
I did what I'm about to do, which is put you through a small spelling quiz. You did see the Scripps Howard spelling test.
Spelling bee
is the word. B is the word I was grappling for. Finished last night. See that?
I didn't see it until
That's
this
true.
Morning.
Okay,
but I think the fact that it's not on ESPN anymore really
ruined it.
Yeah,
what has happened? The winning word éclaircissement.
Of course, yes.
Éclaircissement. But I'm not going to ask you to spell that. I'm instead, and I know you're good at math, and I know like...
My brother's the speller.
And I know that you've really done a magnificent job. Right and right trivia is almost... It's impressive because you win every week. Like that guy yesterday, I think I got a text from Fishman. He's like, this guy's good.
Yeah, no, you know? Feel it. You can feel it right off the bat.
You can tell if someone's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you nevertheless prevailed. He slipped up once on, it was on which cereal Mikey likes it.
Yeah.
Mikey likes it is which cereal, and he narrowed it down to Kix or Life. And he picked Kix, and he should have gone with life.
Yeah.
And really, that was the difference. And then in the final round, he got a Napoleon
question.
Yeah. So, but I have no idea what kind of speller you are. So
not
this
good.
Is going to be a, first we'll do some local spelling. Okay.
All right.
Chullahoma.
Oh, God.
Well, no. We'll start with an easy one. Nankana.
Nankana. Nonconnah.
Very good. Very good. Very good. You got that one.
I can just tell you, you can skip Chullahoma.
I did not. I even have to be. Chullahoma is, how do you think it starts?
I think there it does start with a T, right?
That's true.
So T-C-H... U-L...
Chullahoma.
L-O-H-O-M-A?
Almost. It was an A instead of the first. After the L, it's Chullahoma. But you, otherwise, it's, you know what it is? It's Chullahoma with a T in front.
Yeah.
That's what it is. How about Chukalisa?
Okay, I haven't heard of this one.
Chukalisa is the Indian burial ground. Didn't you do a field trip to the Indian burial ground as a child?
I don't recall.
My kids did. Well, I'll spell it for you. Chukalisa.
What grade did they do it?
Elementary school. It's back then. You'd go down to Mud Island. You take the kids. They'd do the Mud Island. Well, you might have been. When did the Mississippi River open on Mud Island? The little model?
I don't even recall.
Did you ever go? Did you ever walk
the only thing,
on?
The only
have
thing
you ever been? Seen the little Mississippi River model on Mud Island?
No.
You've never seen it? You've never walked it?
No. I mean, I remember in second grade, we did the Dixie Queen tour. Like that, we went down to that.
But you never did? Oh, well, so, yeah. Now, and I did it even apart from, you know, when I moved here, Mud Island was still a thing.
Yeah. No, and, I mean, I've done Mud Island. I've done
but on Mud Island, you haven't walked the little Mississippi, the little replica, of the Mississippi River.
No,
it's actually kind of cool. It's kind
not not,
cool.
Not off, my, but I've walked the.
Okay, how about this one? This is a sports team in Memphis, the Pharaohs.
All right, this is one of those ones that always trips me up.
I know.
I've seen people. It's one of those ones where someone misspells it intentionally. All right, pharaohs.
I don't actually the right way to spell pharaoh, but I like a Egyptian pharaoh of, you know, let's say, let's go.
All right, so P-H-A-R-O-A-H-S, because I think you said pharaohs.
P-H, what'd you say? A-R?
P-H-A-R-O-A-H-S.
It's P-H-A-R. A-O-H-S.
Yeah, it's the one where, yeah.
But it seems to be that is how pharaohs are spelled.
No, I always, that is one I consistently screw up.
It's pharaoh.
Yeah.
It's pharaoh is how it's spelled. Okay, well, let's do some sports ones. We'll start a local, we'll combine those. Demir Blankensee. Just go with Blankensee. He, of course, wide receiver for the University of Memphis last year.
Blankensee.
Very good.
Okay. I've had to write that one enough.
All right. How about Greg? You skip the Greg. It's 1G. DeRozier. He's a running back. We'll be counted on highly this year.
I want to say it's...
Kid from UMass.
DeRozier.
Very good. Got that one. I won't do Cormayonte Hamilton. He was a defensive tackle who transferred. He went in the portal, I believe. Here's some. Former Grizzly, Jared Bayless.
Jerry D.
Spell it.
So I think it's J-E-R-R-Y-D.
How'd you know that one right off the top of your head? Jerry D.
That was the
That's
nickname.
How you remembered
yeah.
it. His nickname was Jerry D.
Bayless, yeah.
Oh, well, nailed that one. Okay, we'll do some national here. National sports. Dwayne Wade. Dwayne.
I want to say he's D. Is it D-W-A-Y-N-E?
It's just so funny. No. No, it's
D-E-W.
Not. It's nice to find something that you're not actually great at.
I will always. Right. It's great. Openly, yes. I'm bad.
I can't spell either. And there's certain words that come up. You double check
like
every
time. My brother was in the county spelling bee multiple times. Like, he wanted it in MUS as a seventh grader. He wanted PDF. Like, he's my brother's a great speller. I'm terrible.
They're just general words that I always have to double check vacuum. You know, like, I just don't, there's lots of words that I'm terrible at. It's D-W-Y-A-N-E. You put the Y after the A.
Okay.
It's D-W-Y-A-N-E. So I'm not going to give you Roethlisberger or,
I mean, there are some of these that, like, you realize the only reason you could spell them is because of fantasy football.
And I'm not going to do Antetokounmpo for you. Let's just go with the classic. And this was near and dear to your heart. We'll wind up our little spelling bee with this one. One of your all-time favorites. Krzyzewski.
All right, so K-Y-R. Hang on, I'm trying to do it in my head. I need my little card so I can write it on your finger, like the kids used to do back in the day on the spelling bee.
K-Y-R.
I think it's E-W. S-K-I? No. There's a Y in there somewhere.
it's K-R-Z-Y-Z. That's the key to remember, the Z-Y-Z, and then Uski, yeah. E-W-S-K-I.
I'm glad I don't know how to spell that.
K-R-Z-Y-Z.
I should have said USA.
USA. Mm-hmm. USA. USA. Thus ends our spelling quiz. For the...
You used to always throw me off that the bell, you didn't want to hear the bell on the spelling bee.
Is that true? The bell is...
That was when it was wrong.
Wrong?
Because if you, there was always
you hear
that,
if it's right? Nothing?
Nothing. Like, that's the thing. They always have to wait for a beat.
All right. Let's see. There was a basketball game last night, and the Knicks prevailed 111-94. It is amazing how human nature works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's.
I mean, this
just,
series rhymes so much with the Boston-New York series. It's just in the inverse.
It's just amazing. Like, you're like, it's. I mean, we even saw this. Like, Minnesota wins game three. Like, everyone knows that if there's going to be a, it would make sense that if there was going to be a fierce performance by the home team, it would come in game three, because what would happen? The visiting team has won the first two. They're letting go of the rope a little bit. The home team is fired up. They know they need to win this one. It is at some point, it is absurdly predictable. Now, it doesn't always go that way, but it's startling how often it does, that human nature is undefeated. Pacers didn't need the game. They're up 3-1.
Yep.
They're at the Garden. The Knicks' last stand, they're at the Garden, and it just really, this is literally the game. I didn't recognize that Pacers team from last night. Like, this was the first game last in the playoffs where they didn't hit 100.
Yep.
First game in the playoffs where they didn't hit 100. They had 20 turnovers. Their starters combined for 37 points. Their starters.
That's not good.
Combined for 37 points.
Of course, you don't crack 100.
Siakam
not a lot of score.
Is the only starter in double digits with 15. Tyrese Halliburton, who had played so magnificently in the previous game, 2 of 7. He had 8 points, was minus 23. Brunson was great, 32, 5, and 5. Cat was great, 24 and 13. Knicks honestly didn't even shoot that well from 3. They were 8 of 29 from 3, but they held the Pacers to 40% shooting, and so there you go. We're back to Indiana for game 6. It gets me to our old friend Greg Doyle.
Yeah.
I don't know how Greg Doyle is doing. Have they put him back on the heat on the fever beat?
I'm with you. I have no idea.
So Greg Doyle, who used to be a regular on the GP show.
Yep. Because he had Gary's CBS job, right, before Gary?
Right. Greg Doyle was the college basketball columnist for CBS before GP got that job. He was, before that, he covered like the ACC or something. He covered ACC hoops and maybe for Charlotte. I actually overlapped with him in Florida a little bit. I think he was at the Palm Beach Post or the Herald or somewhere, whatever, down there. And he had GP's job. And then he goes to take the job in Indianapolis, basically the same job I have had for forever here, first at the CA and then at the Daily Memphian as a local sports columnist. And he he had that cringe moment with Caitlin Clark where he made the little heart towards her.
Yeah.
Yeesh. And it was incredibly awkward. And he was suspended from, I think he was suspended, period. And then he was suspended from covering. He was not involved in the coverage of the Fever.
Yeah, I think he got suspended for 2 weeks.
And then even when he came back, he wasn't covering the Fever. I don't know whether he's covering.
What made it confusing was he would still write about the Fever, even though he wasn't.
Oh, he would?
Yeah. Though he wasn't attending the games. Yeah.
Anyway, he's still covering the Pacers games, and he had the following exchange. You call this up, the following exchange with Pascal Siakam after the game last night. Let's take us through that. You're going to have to play, but you're going to have to both be Greg Doyle and Pascal Siakam. Are you up to that? I mean, I know.
I've got the audio.
Oh, you got the audio. Here we go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level. Like, you know what was a stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys, you didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible to not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought.
That happens in the game, though. That's basketball. You're good, bro? you're looking for something. I know. But damn, no. But I'm telling you though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well, what you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's your name, bro? Oh.
Yeah, I just want to crawl under the desk. I just want to crawl under the desk. Now, I get from some idyllic perch, right, you would think that players should play their absolute hardest at all times in the playoffs, right? Wouldn't you think from some ideal, like, well, it's the playoffs, it's game five, you're trying to close out. Why would you're trying to get to the, and why would you not play your hardest? And yet what we see,
particularly in basketball,
is, and sort of like, we see it, we just saw it from the Thunder. Like, the Thunder were up, and no, there are games when certain teams
pack it in.
Well, you forget, where other teams play with a level of desperation. Why? Because they are in a desperate situation that other teams do not match. It happens in sports all the time. So to ask how? Honestly, if you've been covering sports for any length of time, well, first of all, the answer that Pascal Siakam gave originally, which is they fought, it's just a cliche answer. You know, it's nothing, they fought harder, they wanted it more, whatever, we have to want it more, whatever. It's, people say this all the time. It's just whatever. But it's also kind of true. Like, it was true of the game. You watched it. It was true of the game. It feels like a look at me question. Well, it just feels like a...
He has a brand.
How? Here's how. I'll tell you how. Here's how. They're facing elimination. They're down 3-1. They're in front of their home fans. They don't want to get humiliated and bounced. And yes, the Pacers want to win, but they know, they do know. It's simply a truism at the back of their mind that they got another chance to do it at home. So would it have been great if they could have matched the Knicks' ferocity? But was anyone surprised that they did not? Indeed, I think pretty much everyone expected the Knicks to be the more desperate team last night.
It was a very popular bet.
Yeah. Why? Because that's the way humans work. There, I answered the question.
Well, I mean, my whole deal is, like, I'd be curious to know, the Warriors are the kings of this, where they'll just pack it in. Like, they just decide, like, at halftime of a game, like, it ain't our night. Like, I'd be curious to know, would Greg ask the same questions?
I think Greg doesn't have, I'll say this about Greg. He is absolutely, maybe to a fault, fearless about ask. He would ask anyone the same question.
Yeah.
He would ask anyone the same question. I honestly.
So then the question is,
I honestly don't
have you watched sports, bro?
I don't really, in these situations, really even particularly like asking questions, because it's not particularly fruitful. The best circumstance in which to ask questions is where you can sit down and have a conversation with someone, right? Like, whether it's at a locker or wherever, that's the best. Asking questions in this circumstance is, unless there's something burning, I never particularly feel the need to ask questions anyway. Someone's got to ask the questions, and you're gonna get quotes, and maybe they will be illuminating, and most likely they will probably not be illuminating. But that's a question that. Anyway, here you go. So back to Indiana. More pressure now on the Knicks or on the Pacers?
I just feel like this, to me, just rhymes so much with the Boston series. And it's like, to me, the Indiana is the, you better not lose this one. Because
so the pressure now is on Indiana. That's the problem with losing last night.
I don't think yet.
At halftime?
If they're, like, down big at half, oh, yeah. Because now all of a sudden.
So the pressure.
I still think the pressure's on the Knicks, because.
I don't think so. I think the Knicks are kind of playing free shot now.
Yeah, but they still were expected to win this. You had home court.
It is such a huge opportunity missed.
Yes.
against, let's be honest, as impressive as the Pacers have been,
probably going to be one of the more beatable opponents you'll ever
get to the finals.
Correct.
All you have to do is beat a Pacers team that you had more wins in during the regular season to get to the finals. You don't have to go through healthy Boston. You don't have to go through healthy Cleveland.
You didn't have to beat either of them.
I'm not sure about the pressure thing. I think the pressure may have switched. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City's out there waiting. I was thinking about this. Next 5 years, I'm going to set the over-under for titles. Next 5 years, over-under for titles for Oklahoma City at 2.5. Is that the place to set it, or is 1.5 the place? I think 2.5 the place is the place to set it. Next 5 years, including this one. So
Yeah, I'd assume.
You're going to give them this one, right?
I would take the, yeah, but I'd take the under. Like, I think we are having a tough time coming to grips with everything that we've always known about the NBA, which is largely teams have dominant runs. Like, if my thing is, they're going to be good this year and they're going to be good next year. But then they have to really start paying a lot of people. And I get that they have draft assets and whatnot. But the last team...
I think the thing that separates them from the teams that have to blow apart because of money reasons is that, A, they're not paying anyone yet, really. They have their youth. They're young. A, they should be just getting better. Literally, individually should be getting better. And B, have so many assets that they can, even as they have to peel off players, they can supplement. I think, I hate to say it, I think next 5 years, I'm giving them one anyway.
Well, like, to me, like,
Will they be the favorites to win the title next year?
Yes.
They will be the favorites, but yes. They're not a slam dunk to win the title because Boston's not Boston.
Correct. But they will be like Boston was coming into the year.
I'd take the over. Next 5 years, I'd take the over.
But like, you have to also remember this. Like, okay, the Spurs, they've got unbelievable amounts of assets.
They could add Giannis.
And like, then on top of that, it's like, okay, does Jokic eventually
get players around him?
Or leave?
Or force his way out?
To go somewhere? Like, to me, it's, you always kind of have to leave the, and sports, like what we always think happens, like doesn't ever pan out. Like the last,
yes, but I think what happens
the last
is there
multi-champion we've had is the Warriors.
There are eras though where when a super team comes along, and then there are eras between the super teams when it rotates. And I think we could be looking at another super team. Last topic on the NBA before we take a break.
I'll agree with you on this. If there actually is a super team of this era, I think it's them.
I presume you got this. You got this little bit of data. A Vegas insider combed through more than 1 million Reddit comments to find out the most vulgar fans in the NBA.
Oh, I did not see this.
You did not see this.
No.
So this is Reddit. I don't go on Reddit. Who goes on Reddit?
Nerds.
Nerds? Mm. Young nerds, though, right?
Younger nerds. Yes, it definitely skews you.
Younger people.
Yes.
Younger than me?
Yes.
Younger than you?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is comments on Reddit. And mind you, it's also recent. You know, I mean, it's not like within the last month.
Right, right.
But I don't, you know. So comments on Reddit. We have the five most vulgar teams and the five least
fan bases,
vulgar
correct?
Teams. This is a fan basis okay. of the, by the way, more than 40% of all the vulgar comments in the subreddits had this word as the crowd favorite. This word accounted for 40% of all the vulgar comments involved this particular word. What's this word? Don't say it.
Okay, so that's why
what word do you think they typed more than any other word?
P?
No, S. Your basic, this is poop.
Okay.
Poop, but it's an S.
It rhymes with one. Hit?
Yeah. That's the one that was most. A few passionate groups lean heavier on the F-bomb. So anyway, so what you have to do is, and we also have, by the way, the top F-word teams, the top S-word teams, and et cetera. So who do you think, and I don't think there's much logic to this, but maybe we'll just see what you think. Who do you think are the most vulgar fan bases, and who do you think are the least vulgar fan bases? You can take a shot
little,
at either
I'm
one.
A little. I'm just going to go with.
There's very very little logic to this, by the way.
I'm going to go with the ones that I know are the most online because it's going to be volume shooting. So I'm going to say the Lakers and the Warriors are definitely up there.
But I think though, no. I think it's percentage of vulgarity.
Not okay.
It's not the sheer number of vulgar comments. So it's what percentage
Philly?
Of their. That's why I'm saying this doesn't track because Philly should be on anyone's top five list, right? You would think,
although
they're not.
Is there a difference between Eagles fans and Sixers fans?
I'm sure. I'm not. I'll be honest. Memphis is on one of these lists, top five or top bottom five.
So top.
Grizzlies fans, where do you think?
I guess top. The fact that you're asking,
number two,
and the fact that it came into your email inbox.
No, number two. Memphis is the second. The percentage of comments that are vulgar, I think that means contains a post that contains a vulgarity,
just like a cuss word.
Yeah, any cuss word. Percentage of a comment that contains a cuss word is 7.41%. For the Grizzlies. Maybe this is like Halliburton being most overrated mere 7. I actually am kind of surprised that your comments on Reddit, only 7.4% are vulgar.
The fact that it's not just taking the totality.
No, but that's saying, yeah. But
so we're doing it based on percentages.
We're doing who is, of the comments, who tends to be really vulgar.
Yeah.
Obviously, otherwise it would just be who's the biggest fan bases and who's on Reddit the most. We're actually trying to focus in on vulgarity. And so here it is. Your top five. And this is why it doesn't track at all. The Minnesota Timberwolves. The Dallas Mavericks. Now, the truth of the matter is they should have been number one.
We should have given them a pass.
Yeah,
like, we should not have, like, they got...
They
should
had
get
lots
like,
of reasons.
They should get like 6 months to just.
I'm kind of admire their restraint that they're not higher than this. The Indiana Pacers, your Memphis Grizzlies, and the number one most vulgar fan base, the New York Knicks. How about that? That kind of tracks. Get the F out of here, right? Whatever. Like that kind of tracks. The
I'll be honest, that's the one that makes the most sense.
it makes a lot of sense. The top F word teams are the Knicks, the Grizzlies, the Mavs. That's good for us, by the way. The Knicks, the Grizzlies, the Mavs, and the Pistons. The top S word teams, the Kings, the Lakers, the Hawks, the Clippers, the Suns. That's their number one choice. Okay.
I would like to know, it's like, if they really did take, if like one of the time frames for the content analysis was post All-Star break, I can get why we were number two.
Well, that's
there's
the
a
thing.
Lot of un- right.
There was
a lot
there's
of
a lot
unrest.
Of cussing. There's a lot of cussing to be done. Well, that gets you. They have a whole separate category of most negative versus positive comments.
Of course. It's
what percentage of comments are negative as opposed to positive. That they also did that scrutiny. Okay, and there. I would say no surprise, the percentage of most, the team, the franchise with the highest percentage of negative comments, the Mavs.
Yes.
And that makes perfect sense, right?
We're not holding that against them.
The Grizzlies are number four in that category. The Spurs were 30 because they've got no expectations and Wemby, you know, like whatever.
I really do feel like this had to have been like, post All-Star break. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of, like, that all kind of tracks.
All right. The least vulgar fan bases. You got any thoughts on that?
So, I kind of want to say the Jazz.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
But it's funny. They're known for being
kind
of racist.
Well, no, they're known for being hostile.
Is it hostile or
the
racist?
Fans are hostile. Well, I think that maybe goes hand in hand, but they're not going to cuss by and large.
Oh.
Like in the end.
Well, what are they saying? What in their hostility?
Cheese
what,
and crackers. And
what are they saying? And maybe they're not. It's also possible that they're not on subreddits cussing.
Correct. But I really think it's going to be.
You nailed that.
There's just going to be a higher percentage of Mormon people that are not going to cuss.
I think that's. I think whatever what you got. It got your analysis got you to the correct answer. So
here's
Jazz.
Where, oh.
And then beyond that, it honestly doesn't make a lot of sense. I'll be honest. So
Charlotte up there?
Charlotte is up there. Why did you pick Charlotte?
Because who cares?
So they're not cussing because they're yeah. whatever. They're paying. So Portland.
They're kind of in the same boat as like the
they're
like
drinking their coffee.
They're young.
And they're,
well, yeah. It's like their team's young and it's just like yeah. it's
it, what's there to cuss
you
about?
You weren't there was no reason to get worked
and then
up
the
about this.
Spurs are third from the bottom. The Wizards. It's interesting. These are teams that people don't care
apathetic.
About. The Wizards stink.
Yep.
And but no one's cussing about them because there are no expectations. And then the Hornets. You're right. And then the Nets and then the Bulls and then the Kings. Literally. And then the Raptors. The nicest, the least cussing is for these teams in order from number 22 up. It's the Raptors. 23 is the Kings. Then the Bulls. Then the Nets. Then the Hornets. Then the Wizards. Then the Spurs. Then the Blazers. Then the Jazz. No one had any. This goes back to the larger point we make all the time, which is life is about expectations.
I was going to say, because a lot of these teams are, if you got worked up about them, a normal human being would look at you and go like, what were you expecting?
Right,
like,
exactly.
There's no reason to get worked up over.
Whereas I do.
The teams, like, the reason why Grizzlies are high up there is.
Our vulgarity, people were.
And before the All-Star break, they were second in the West.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then you watched it all crumble down.
I think your analysis is spot on. If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to look. And this is true. Maybe you need a car loan or a home loan, or maybe your kid's setting up an account. That's what Jason Smith, he is. His kid has an account at Leaders Credit Union. That's kind of cool. For me, it was Claire and her sons set up accounts at Leaders Credit Union because the logic of it is kind of indisputable. When you don't have corporate overlords, when you don't have stockholders you have to make happy, when you know that every dollar gets plowed right back into better service, better technology, better rates, all of that makes sense that it's going to be a different kind of banking experience. It's Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. You can just download the app, though. Honestly, download the app. The app's terrific. And go from there. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Jason Smith. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason John, every single day from 11 until 2, I'm an avid listener. You should be as well. So a couple things I want to ask you about, Jason. One is, Spike Lee last night told the TNT crew that he would give up one of his Academy Awards if the Knicks could win a title. Charles Barkley immediately said, you're going to be keeping him, which was true. But how much does it matter to you that one of your teams wins a title? Any team. It can be the Tigers, title, Grizzlies. It can be the Cubs. You've seen that. It can be the Bears again. How much does it actually matter to you? And would you listen? You and I don't. We don't have Academy Awards to give up. We've got some APSC or some state writing awards or whatever. We got some writing awards we could give up happily, honestly. But what? How much does it matter to you?
Not as much now that the Cubs won in 2016, right?
I mean, how about the Tigers, though? Tiger hoops.
I would absolutely love it for the city, first and foremost. Not for me, for the city of Memphis. That's always, you know, not experienced that feeling of winning the big one. You know, coming in second, having the football pulled away. I would love it for this city that always feels like it gets the short end. There's no question about that. There probably be, and there has been, since you have the Grizzlies in town now, you know, maybe it wouldn't mean as much to as many people as it once would have. And certainly if Cal and that team had come through in 08, I think it's the whole town then. I still feel like it's the whole town if Memphis won. If they did it now, I still feel like most of the town's behind it. But maybe it doesn't mean as much because what is clear now is that you have a generation. My kids, one of them, my kids' age group that isn't moved or hasn't been moved in their 10 to 11 years, right, by Tiger basketball. And so if the Tigers won it all, sure, my kid would be excited. But what it meant to him, if I told him Bears Super Bowl already or Grizzlies title, no, it doesn't mean the same thing to him. And he's now a big part of Memphis as a rising sixth grader. And so I think I just basically, you know, in going through all that, it's probably for me personally, it's different than what the answer would be for the city. Sure, I think, you know, I would want it for the Tigers, but for the city, but hey, for a wider range now, probably. I mean, Grizzlies World Championship. I mean, what are we talking about here? That's huge.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Grizzlies could win a title.
The way you framed it for the city is interesting. Because one question, I sort of wonder, would it mean as much to me for my teams to win as it means to Spike for his teams to win? I think I probably care about the Bills just as much as Spike cares about the Knicks. But it is interesting. If you gave me the choice of the Bills winning the Super Bowl or the Grizzlies winning the NBA title.
It's a different kind of question.
It's a different thing for me because I might pick the Grizzlies, but it would be an act of selflessness. A big part of that would be what it would mean for this city as opposed to my inner child getting the championship finally. That's a different feeling.
No, and right now, I mean, let's be real. Like if, you know, if the Grizzlies won, if John Morant could be the guy that gets you over the hump, I mean, right now that's touching everybody. You know, even from grandma on down to,
you know, CJ, and then the 5-year-old, 6-year-olds that are coming. I mean, that's getting us all. And then you're a world champion. You're not just a national.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Here's the other thing. Even when I ask the question about the Tigers, and this is sad, it feels like that ship has sailed. The world is now too. I can imagine maybe in a world, I don't expect it, the Grizzlies to win a title. So, because they're still, you know, if they did everything right, and things are harder, but they're not that much harder. Like, you can still win a title in a small town in the NBA. It doesn't feel like the Tigers can anymore.
There's a cost to it that's unfair in one of those situations, obviously, for the Tigers. That cost to do that, we feel like, is going up every summer. And sure, you might still, you know, maybe there are still going to be a few Cinderellas that aren't the big boys. But we just, like Todd Golden is now getting millions more for his roster because he just cashed in for Florida last year. And there's a point now where the Floridas, the Alabamas, you know, everybody, you know, that top half of all the Power Four is going to have more money than you to do this. And so that's a situation unlike the Grizzlies where, again, it's whether you want to, how far over the cap do you want to go, but you can do it. I mean, those guys are billionaires that can absolutely do it, and you've got that power to get it done in the same way that the big market teams have the power to get it done. And so from that standpoint, you know that the Tigers have it much harder because that price, Jeff,
yep,
it's not just for them. That price is going up to win that championship. It's seemingly every year, and you're going to have to be one of the big boys to do it in a little while.
Robert Parra has the resources to do it if he wants to. The Tigers 100%. Don't necessarily have the resources. And yet, what do we think we have seen recently? Obviously, UConn, not in a power conference. Not a power football conference, obviously. We've seen Villanova not too long ago. So is it still impossible? Like
what's UConn got now? Let's talk about what they're spending in basketball.
Oh, now they're spending gobs of money.
They're spending gobs of money. They had the ability to do so to even retain Hurley. You know what I'm saying? I mean, someone else could have nabbed him by now. Hurley doesn't have to leave because UConn can pay him everything he needs. I mean, whether that whole Lakers thing was real or not, I've got a whole issue with that. But the point where he got the offer from them, he's staying in UConn, he's got what he needs. And so UConn, you're right, outside the power structure technically, but is spending like one of those programs. And much like Memphis, Jeff, you know, we've looked at Memphis historically as maybe they're not one of them in terms of in the power structure, but the way they spend, the way that program's resourced, the way it's got a $20 million price specific, I was just talking about with Jeffrey on his show yesterday over there, we've considered us one of the big boys, at least in college basketball. Again, that price for us is seemingly getting too steep. And I say us as a Memphis grad, but somebody, we're talking about this program every day of the week, and it's going to get harder for a program that as recently as last summer, we had John, my partner, sitting across from me, and he's telling us how good we've got it. Essentially, Penny was among the first to do the Imani, the Jalen Durans. It's always felt like you've been at the forefront of NIL or certainly had the capability. The one summer Penny Hardaway said, hey, I don't have enough. You know, he went out and got more, was able to get Kendrick Davis's, those guys. And now you're getting shuffled to the back, unfortunately. And you don't have the donor group, the ambassador group that some of these other powers, but more importantly, you don't have the television money, the media rights deal, the ability to go to 20 million or 20 and a half million, whatever it's going to be, once we get through to this revenue sharing and have that cap on it. Ed's already said he's hoping to be at 10. And so you're going to be capped in terms of some of these sports, right? Like, especially the one you've held up, the one that has been your face in trying to pay the price to win.
Yeah, it's funny. We've debated over the years. One of the debates has been, is Memphis basketball a top 20 program nationally? Is it a top 25 program nationally? Is it a top 30 program nationally? This is one of the debates that has been consistently taking place on talk radio in Memphis. I do wonder if right now it's as simple as show me the budget, the roster, the roster payroll, and let me know where a team is on the roster payroll, and that's pretty much where they are. It used to be we'd figure in tradition and how many titles and attendance and all kinds of factors. Now, I hate to say it, a pretty good shorthand for where you rank, what kind of program you are, is how much are you spending on your roster? And I do not believe, and maybe, Jeffrey, you have an instinct about this, do you believe that Memphis has a top 25 payroll? No.
I do not.
Yeah. And so can you have a, Jason, can you have a top 25 program if you don't have a top 25 payroll?
No. And I think that is why you certainly, you take that into account. So you look over at football, right, where you've got a deal right now, what, 4 more years on it, with Fred Smith, where the majority of a $5 million NIL deal, you know, a $5 million a year NIL deal is yours. You look at what everyone else is spending in football in the AAC, and you say, you know what? With this new building that we're getting renovated, we now control. We've got all these revenue streams. We're about to throw concerts, anything else we can get up in here. We've got to put the best product we can out there because, again, the price in basketball right now is too much. Can we pay can we be efficient enough on this football side? Can we pour enough into it right now to take advantage, seize that opportunity, which is obviously not just winning an AAC title, finally, like hell, make the conference title game, but yes, win it because you were expected to do it last year, but more importantly, you're spending like it. Go win that, compete with Boise State or whoever else for the spot in the college football playoff. And maximize that brand as much as you can ahead of whatever this massive change is going to be. That's the point, Jeff, is that you look at that. I know, you know, my partner and I have gotten, you know, our veins have come out, you know, in our necks, but, you know, arguing this point. Can you ever do that? Should you really shift? I've got donors coming at me and my messages, not coming at me, but saying, Jason, like, yeah, we hear you, but look, man, we've been pouring in and we've been hearing this football line for years. And especially this whole you trying to tie it to our last chance to maybe, you know, jump to a conference that's going to be, you know, have a more meaningful existence than what you've got right now. That won't be as hard to exist as what you've got right now. I have to hesitate on saying Power Four or anything like that because we know everything could possibly, you know, we could be looking at a Power Two. And you're on the outside looking in and whatever that new world looks like with a bunch of other schools that, yeah, look like you, but some that are coming down from their Power Four perch right now, because there could be that future. I mean, Greg Sankey's putting his, you know, he's putting his stuff on the table, you know, with his comments about the NCAA. And so who knows where this thing's going, but back to where you started. Yes, man, in basketball, with the way that things are currently constructed, and more importantly, the expectations we've always had for that program to be a national title contender every year. That's why we said they got to make the second weekend. They got to make the second weekend. That might be too much right now. So should you not, okay, look at this big the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium that you now own and say, boy, we better start winning some conference titles there because our best chance right now in terms of what we can pay, where we've got our funds and what we can control, that revenue looks like it's over there to be had, not over here at FedEx Forum in a building that we don't control and we put in 6,500 butts in seats on average right now.
Jason, thanks very much. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
I'll ask you, Jeffrey, in terms of just resources, in terms of ability, and it's funny, I got an email from someone within the last month saying, would you please stop saying that Memphis no longer has the ability to compete? And it's not because they didn't think it was true. It's because who wants to hear that, right?
Sure.
Like it's like me just hearing every day that the Buffalo Sabres, who I love, have the worst owner in sports, and I might as well just give up because they like what.
But he's also the owns your football team.
I know, but he's so. But like, no one wants to hear that. It's not that. I don't think anyone pushes back on that. It's just no one wants to hear it. But in terms of resources, the three programs that we care most about here, the Grizzlies, the Tiger basketball team, and the Tiger football team, relative to their competition, and it'll be interesting to see how you even define that, which has the most resources to compete, is best positioned to compete at the highest level.
Okay, at the highest levels, so if the standard for Tiger football, if we would say the highest level is making the playoff, I think that you could make the argument.
They're the least well-resourced.
No, I think you can make the – because
– making the playoff.
Correct.
But as opposed to national title.
Right, if you're talking about national title.
If we're talking about who can win a championship.
Correct.
And that's what's interesting is because, like, Jason's talking about this as if football is better resourced than basketball, and it's not. In terms of two things, its ability to win a title, basketball still has a greater ability
yes.
to win a national title than football. And honestly, even if you look in conference, Memphis basketball is still the best resourced in conference. Or maybe it's whatever. Maybe South Florida is right there. And in the football. What do we know? We know that Tulane is right there. Don't we believe that Tulane and South Florida are both right there? They're all right there.
I don't know if South Florida is there football wise. Like I think Memphis. Memphis and Tulane to me are.
Memphis is at the top
yep.
of the conference in both basketball and football.
Yes,
and maybe not the very top.
I don't know if they're number one, but I guarantee
they're one or two.
If you average
in basketball
it out,
and
they're
football.
Number one in both. Like
yes.
if you were
but
to
if,
combine
if you're comparing the
it,
two, yes. they are one or two. They're one or two in
right.
both. And so if Penny should be winning conference titles, Ryan should be winning titles, conference titles. If Ryan should be winning titles, Penny should be. When you look up to what else is possible, well,
the distance to the top in football
honestly,
is way higher.
Yeah, well, but as you point out, making the Sweet 16 is easier than making the playoff because there's only going to be one playoff slot for you,
yep.
right? So. Again, roughly comparable accomplishments or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
like
I think that's fair.
Making the Sweet 16 yeah. is easier for basketball than making the playoff, but they're both attainable.
Yeah,
there's a path.
Yeah.
You can see them both.
And like in terms of making the playoff, I don't think there's that many schools that you would be competing
against. There's not a handful.
Better
resource than you.
Correct.
Exactly
like even
right.
Boise.
You can make the playoff. You can make the playoff, and you can make the Sweet 16. I think both those things are true. In terms of winning the title, you've got no shot in football.
Agreed.
Never have. No shot. In basketball, maybe theoretically you still have some shot, whatever. Like, but it's really hard to see anymore, but maybe theoretically. There's a shred of a maybe
yeah,
path.
Listen, it's a long shot, but there's a universe where I can see Memphis could still win a basketball title.
Coming to UConn again.
But there's not right, a universe where in football.
Okay. But no matter how you phrase it, the team with the best chance to compete at the highest level is the Grizzlies.
Correct, because of the way it's...
Because the way it's structured.
It's
now, they are still at a disadvantage as compared to the
yes.
Knicks and the Lakers and the...
Heat.
And the Heat and Golden State and whatever else.
Yep.
But, and partly this is because they've got a terrifically rich owner, honestly, in Robert Pera. They have the ability to pay if they want to,
correct.
Right? Like, they have the ability.
If they wanted to be a taxpayer.
If they want to be a taxpayer, they can. So they actually, in that way, they are as well-resourced as anybody. Not over a consistent year in, year out.
Right.
Because you don't expect him to be a taxpayer,
you're
whatever.
You're talking else. About, in the theoretical, who's got the ability to win.
But let me ask you this. Couldn't Memphis basketball decide to be better resourced? You know, if you committed a greater share of what you have to basketball, or if maybe it feels like a booster could emerge and carry a basketball program in a way that...
I mean, that's technically the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.